Welcome on Seaver Podcast. In this podcast, we will introduce the CFIT and CFIT Pulse and ECG Belt, all new devices which monitor the horse's health and performance. At Seaver, we imagine and develop technology so that the health and wellness of horses always remain at the heart of the rider's commitment. We believe that being able to back up one's riding feeling with concrete data provided by technology can only strengthen the link between a rider and his horse. Do ECG, fitness shape test, or performance V140 on V220 seem particularly technical to you? Do you ever feel a bit lost when assessing the evolution of your horse from one training session to another? Then, listening to this podcast is warmly recommended. In the next couple of episodes, we will focus on various topics such as understanding the energy used by your horse in training, checking his trot symmetry, detecting a cardiac irregularity, measuring the stress level of the horse, or figuring out how to use Seaver technology on a daily basis. Have a great listening! Let's talk about cardio and calories first. Checking that your horse is healthy should become a daily routine, almost a second nature. Thanks to the cardio calories section of our application, you will be able to detect the slightest discrepancy in order to react quickly. Measuring the heart rate is a method used in almost every sport, and yet it struggles to become more democratic in the equestrian world, especially at the amateur level, even when monitoring the horse's health and his performance appear useful and necessary. So, what is the regular heart rate of my horse? At rest, a healthy adult horse has an average heart rate of 30 to 45 beats per minute. It can go up to 70 for falls. During training, the heart rate will increase when varying gaits and speed and can reach up to 240 beats per minute at the fastest canter. However, it must quickly drop to its regular level after a short recovery break. These data should be adjusted based on your horse and discipline. For example, an endurance horse will naturally have a lower heart rate at rest. Monitoring your horse's heart rate during each workout will give you an overall view of your horse's health. However, you should know that the maximum heart rate of a horse cannot be improved by training. You shall always keep in mind that various parameters can affect the heart rate: excitement, stress, fatigue, the ground, some early lameness, local pain such as an abscess, or even some sort of systemic disease. Why is it interesting for riders to know their horse's heart rate during training? The heart rate is the ultimate indicator of the effort provided by your horse and its intensity. The electrodes integrated inside your Seaver device will allow you to know the actual intensity of the exercise and thus to work on the physical condition of your horse. After 3 years of research and development, our heart rate measurement has been approved scientifically. By checking the home screen of your application, you will be able to know the heart rate of your horse in real time. That is to say, the number of heartbeats per minute at the very moment. After the training session, you will have access to a detailed chart of the evolution of the heart rate. Colors distinguish between different work intensities to help you make sure you are properly working your horse without altering his health. Each one of these 5 work intensity grades relies on the horse's maximum heart rate. This threshold can be adapted if you know your horses. If you don't know it, a default value of 220 BPM is assigned. This corresponds to the average maximum heart rate observed on sport horses. How are efforts and trainings classified in the app? In addition to your horse's average and maximum heart rate for the session, the Seaver app also provides the time spent training according to 5 categories of work intensities. Blue and green colors represent a light intensity of work. This usually corresponds to some recovery period or quiet activity. The yellow color identifies a medium intensity of work, which is mostly basic flat work that is essential in the sport horse's regular training. It could also be named cardio training. The high intensity of work is characterized by the orange color, while a maximum intensity of work is highlighted in red. Be careful not to reach this level too often to prevent from overtraining. These data will allow you to make sure you are properly and sufficiently training your horse. Some too intense training on the cusp of the horse's own physical limits can cause serious diseases that will be associated with an eventual decrease in performance. On the contrary, any too low intensity training will not improve the horse's health, but might be important for his recovery, for example. As always, finding the right balance is the key of success. How can I assess my horse's evolution? By monitoring your horse's heart rate, it becomes possible to get an overview and to value his progression. A great way to do it is to complete the same exercise with your horse 4 weeks apart using the exact same patterns, speed, duration, recovery time, number of series and repeats, etc. And then compare the heart rate. If the heart rate observed during the exercise completed 1 month later has decreased by about 10 beats per minute, then you can consider that the training you have done over the last 4 weeks was efficient, as your horse is now performing the same exercise better and thus improved his physical condition. Let's take a concrete example of an amateur jumping rider. Walking out of the arena after a jumping course, the rider decides to check his horse's heart rate after 2 minutes walking. It is 110 beats per minute. 3 weeks later, on another show but after a course of the same difficulty level, the rider sees that his horse's heart rate after 2 minutes walking is now 100 BPM. The rider can thus consider then first the physical condition and second the cardio recovery capacity of his horse have improved. How useful is it to know the number of calories burned by the horse over a training session? Training your horse leads to an increase in his energy expenditure compared to a rest situation that initially results from the motion of the muscles and also from the increased activity of the respiratory and cardiovascular systems. Knowing the heart rate at all times allows us to deduce the energy spent by the horse and thus the calories burned in real time. According to studies, a healthy adult horse trotting at a speed of 18 km per hour spends on average 160 kilocalories per minute. When the latter canters at a speed of 21 km per hour, his energy expenditure is of 210 kilocalories per minute. Of course, these values are flexible. They will vary for each horse depending on factors such as age, breed, sex, and the environment. On the home screen, you can track the number of calories burned by horse in real time, that is to say the number of calories consumed since the beginning of your session. Thus, by measuring the numbers of calorie burned by a horse over time, Siva provides you the necessary information to properly adjust his diet if needed. If you want to dive further into Siva technology, if you're looking forward to purchasing one of our devices, or if you just wish to learn more about horses' wellness and performance, visit our website and follow us on social networks. See you soon!